This is Birthday Skin. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Amy. And this is a podcast where we try and make the confusing world of skincare as simple as possible.
Every week, we will give you plenty of tips, advice, and product recommendations by doing in-depth research and speaking to the experts to make sure that what we're telling you is the truth.
Because, let's face it, we're not dermatologists. We're just obsessed with skincare. And you know what? I like to think we have a laugh along the way. So, Charles, before we start this episode, I would like to introduce you and all our lovely listeners to our brand new sponsor.
How exciting.
Super exciting.
So, this episode is sponsored by SkinSpace, and it is a brand new online shop that specializes in cult and super niche skincare brands.
Super affordable.
Very affordable. And basically, it's a website that's just jam-packed full of brands that you wouldn't find anywhere else.
Which I love because it gives you the chance to find a new brand or a new product that you wouldn't normally have the opportunity to try.
So if you want to find your brand new obsession, head to skinspace.co.
Hello.
Hi, Ames.
How are you?
I am good, thanks.
Good, baby,
back
good.
And feeling refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
Back on home soil.
Mm, good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks, babe. It was a nice little haul, a little jaunt to Mallorca.
Yeah.
Which was very pleasant, yeah, as I'm sure you can imagine.
You?
No,
yeah.
You can't. And you know what? I did not burn.
Yeah, you did. You really confused me then, because I was like, I'm sure you did. Then you gave me a little wink as if to say, hey, I did really.
Right. So, you know what? I'm sorry. I am just sorry.
Actually, yeah, because there was a day when you text me saying, not wearing SPF today.
No, yeah, and you know why? Because it rained solidly all day.
I screenshotted all that message day. And thought, when you next piss me off, I'm going to put this on Birthday Skin story and everyone's going to know how much of a fraud you
yeah.
are.
Yeah, so you know what? It rained solidly for 2 days and I sat inside and watched Netflix. That's why I wasn't wearing SPF. Yeah.
Fair enough then.
But my stupid other half thought, you know what? And bear in mind, obviously, he's going out with one half of Birthday Skin, the famous Birthday Skin.
God.
Sits there and he's like, you know what, Charlie? I want a tan. I'm not putting SPF on tomorrow. Because obviously this was the second day, so the next day was supposed to be nice and sunny.
Mm.
And by this time, we'd already been there 4 days and two of the days had rained. So he just wasn't happy with how brown he was. And I was like, you know what? That is not why we're here, Alex. We're not here to be brown. We're here to relax and spend some nice time together. And
tan's all part of the package, though, isn't it? A bit sad.
Well, it is. But
back.
If you've got a good tan, then one, you've either got really high melanin levels and you've tanned really quickly and your skin is naturally darker.
Mm.
Or you've not been applying SPF correctly. So anyway, he is there going left, right and centre without any sun cream on. And I keep telling him, put it on because you're going to burn. And he's like, right, well, I'll put a little bit on and then we'll be fine. Obviously, bloody roasting hot all day, swimming around in the sea, you know, just generally frolicking in the sun, nothing on, not even a spot of SPF 10.
Stupid bastard.
Yeah. And then, of course, he looked like a fucking lobster. And he was
learned
fucking, he was so miserable. And I was like, there's me like, rapid sun cream, like, look how lovely I'm going to look because I'm not going to be burnt. And I actually did slightly burn because I fell asleep in the sun and I've got my little patch, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't apply SPF on the days that it rained, but then I also lacked a little bit because I fell asleep. We both did and I burnt. But it was fine. Like, it wasn't too bad. And then obviously I learnt my lesson to just keep applying. And then anyway, he was fucking crying about the fact that he was super burnt and then started trying to blame me that his back was red. And I was like, we both fell asleep at the same time, pal. Mm. And you didn't even have anything on.
It's and just meant for
long,
you, isn't it?
Yeah, long story short, he was fucking horrendous and he had to wear a t-shirt all the next day. He was that person that went in the sea with a t-shirt on.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And I was there like, oh, this is so nice.
You're going
it?
Out with an actual dad.
Yeah, I know.
Proper dad.
Exactly. And you know, the funny thing was, there was a dad on the beach, funny you said that, in exactly the same swim shorts, in exactly the same white t-shirt, and they had a similar hair colour, but it was just much more of a dad bod.
Dad.
Yeah. So I did burn a little bit, but I really didn't do it on purpose, but my stupid significant other did.
Awesome.
So anyway, yes, I've got a nice little tan now, but nothing too major. Just a little diddy one.
Well, you can't moan, can you?
No, I can't. Feel very relaxed.
I'm excited to get some sun.
Yeah, you're going away soon.
I am.
I'll tell you what, Ames, we'll get that IGTV ready that shows people how to effectively pack into a tiny little aeroplane bag.
Yeah, we shall. It'll be good, although I do have big luggage.
Oh.
So it's just going to have to
someone
be
paid extra for Ryanair.
It's not Ryanair. We're not
humble brag.
Ryanair,
oh, so. Even more of a humble brag.
Mm. Well, you know what? Doing well.
Yeah.
That's a joke, I'm not doing well. yeah, excited to be all smooth and freshly waxed on holiday.
Ames,
you're
Amy
actually going to do it, aren't you?
Amy.
To repay the favour I did for you.
Ames, we weren't going to talk about this.
Well, we're talking.
No.
We're talking. Shall we quickly recap what happened the day before you went on holiday? And sorry, guys, bear with. The ep will be with you in a good story's time.
Oh,
so we get home.
Sake.
Just a normal, what was it like, Monday, Tuesday, whatever, Wednesday night?
Tuesday night.
We get home and I, you know, get a little, Ames, can I come in? Yeah, sure. Do you mind doing me a favour? What, can you wax my bikini line? I was like, yeah, sure, fine. Ended
oh
up waxing
God.
The fudge, the bikini
the whole
line.
Thing and my butthole.
And the arsehole.
You were into it.
No,
you were like,
don't
make
it
like
I wanted to suck your arsehole. No, you were talking and I was like, yeah, I've had everything done before, like cracking everything. And you were like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah,
well,
it's not bad. And then
I
was like,
may I just put
I'll
it out
it
there?
Want.
I was booked in to get it done professionally and they cancelled on me twice.
Yeah,
so
fair enough.
It's actually not my fault. And also, I have a problem with the whole waxing your vagina thing. So I just don't get why you have to wait 2 weeks to not shave just so you can have a wax so you can be hairless for one. I do have a boyfriend that I want to keep and I don't want to be like, oh, if you want to keep your hair all natural down there, then go for it. But it's just not my jam.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a really massively hairy bush down there for two weeks just so that for 1 week it looks good on a beach. Because
yeah,
no one can see it anyway.
If you continuously get it done, then the hair grows back a lot finer and it's a lot easier to maintain.
Oh, God, yeah, I know, but then you have to wait another 2 weeks.
Can we not take the conversation away from the fact I literally waxed your arsehole?
Yeah, and can we just add, you actually cut me and it was so sore on holiday.
Sorry.
She cut my asshole. I don't even know how you did it with a wax strip, but it was pissing blood.
It really was.
And it really hurt.
God,
the salt water healed it. Sorry, this is too much information.
Yeah, this is TMI.
We are here to talk
flat
about
birthday
pores.
Skin. Maybe that should be a birthday skin IRL. We should recreate you on all fours. Me with a wax strip, like, yeah. I loved it. Not loved
You're
seeing your arsehole. I just loved doing it. It was really fun.
I've never had anyone that close to my bumhole. That's
it was
not
actually funny. Whilst you were on
with.
Holiday as well, you text me whilst you were pissed saying, Ames. I was like, what? You
oh,
like,
yeah.
I've made up my mind. It's like, fucking hell, all right. What? Are you going to get married or something? Are you going to stay there for another week? Or no, Ames, I've decided after what you did before I went on holiday, I've not got a friend as close as that. You're going to be my bridesmaid. I was like, oh, wow.
You managed to reach bridesmaid status.
In just over a year.
Making sure my asshole wasn't hairy.
Because I waxed your arsehole. So it's all your real friends. Not
yeah.
real. I'm not like I'm not a real friend, but
they're probably like, fucking hell, we're so glad that she moved to Manchester. Oh,
I thought
Christ.
To myself, though, I was like, well, were they not bridesmaid status before I waxed your arsehole? I mean, I'd say we were pretty close then.
Yeah, you definitely were, but I just felt like there needed to be a pivotal moment and that was it.
Right, fair. Well, you're doing mine in about a week.
I'm actually excited to repay the favour because I was fucking crying.
Get
and
lost.
And you were like, this is great.
I was good. I was talking to you.
I am
I was
terminating
doing it.
Conversation.
Yeah, okay. Should we talk about pores?
Yeah, we're here to talk about pores because as much as we talk about skin, it's not that often that we actually touch on the old pores.
No, porery. We do mention them quite a lot, but we've never actually gone in depth, have we?
Yeah, no. So we've obviously spoken about them on the acne episodes and blackheads and whatnot. But one of the first things I'd say with birthday skin was that we kind of debunked the myth that you can open and close pores. And a lot of people got in touch to say how shocked they were because obviously it's written everywhere.
Yeah, but
I don't know
what
tip made that up, but you can't open and close
them.
They're not windows. They don't have muscles, so they actually physically cannot open and close. Mm. But in this episode, we're going to touch upon what a pore's natural function is, why spots are a thing due to pores, how you can try and minimise the appearance of them.
Yeah, a few and then recommendations.
Like, yeah, and yeah. then some definite do's and definite don'ts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On a separate note, imagine if all your like paws did have muscles. Your face would be so
well hench.
I know.
Yeah.
Buffting. Anyway, shall we
So where shall we start, Ames?
Shall we just start by saying what is a paw?
Yeah, go for it.
So a paw is literally just the opening of your hair follicle.
Good start.
Follicle. Each paw contains
follicle.
Each paw contains a sebaceous gland which produces the skin's oil. About it, really. There's not really much more to say about them. They are more noticeable on certain parts of the forehead, certain parts of the face, including like forehead and nose. But that is literally just because the glands are a little bit bigger on those areas.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of it, really. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And basically, when you get acne, whether it's a blackhead or a whitehead or cystic or whatever, essentially, it's just when your paw just becomes super clogged. I know it sounds like we're talking to you like children, but that is literally So
there's no really scientific description, is there?
No. So if you think about it, you've obviously, your paws allow you to sweat so that you don't overheat. Mm-hmm. And they just generally help your skin to clean itself.
Yeah.
So if you think about your body's creating sebum to push everything out, but then if you're kind of piling stuff on top of your face and then you may be working in a really polluted environment, everything just starts to build up and it can't escape. And then that is when you get a white head. And if you get a black head, basically it all builds up, but then the top of the build up actually just oxidizes, which turns it black.
Yeah.
So we speak about this in a few other episodes, but essentially that's the bottom line of it. And some people choose to pick them, some people choose not to, but we also did an episode on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you prefer a white head or a black head?
Oh, blackheads every day.
Oh my God, yeah, 100%.
Every day, every single day. However, I must say at this point that when I was doing a bit of research for this, I was looking into products that claim to help clean your pores and things like that and clean away blackheads and stuff. And I was looking into the, you know, those pore suckers, blackhead suckers, the electric ones. I'm going to go into them a little bit later on and why you shouldn't use them. But basically, there's something called a sebaceous filament.
Ooh,
which
that
is,
sounds tricky.
Yeah, so it's basically, it's not a spot, it's not a blackhead, but they do sometimes poke at your skin. And it just looks like a tiny white bump or like a tiny little white hair. And you can grab them and pull them out. But essentially all it is, it's just the lining of your pore. And if you take it out, like, it just comes back over time.
That's interesting. But so it's not a spot?
No.
Because it's just sometimes film. I've seen them, you know how I religiously pick Carl's face?
Yeah.
Like, along just below his
eye.
I get and it looks like a little, like, the only way I can describe it is like a milk spot.
Yeah, like a really tiny little white dot.
Yeah, but you can tell it's not a spot.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. So it's called a sebaceous filament. And if you get rid of them, it's fine. It just comes back. But obviously, it's like not to be confused with a blackhead.
Mm.
Because
they look really juicy
that.
And like they'd be really good to pop. But I've never tried because obviously I don't want to give him like cystic acne or something.
Yeah. So that's all it is. In terms of the research I did about what a paw is, your paw size, fortunately or unfortunately for you, is determined by genetics.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it? Obviously, there's things along the way, isn't there, that can change.
Yeah.
But genetics are primarily how decided how big your paw's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. That face. So essentially, guys have larger paws than women most of the time, but you can't actually control your paw size, but you can minimise the appearance of them, which we'll go on to later on.
Yeah, the silver linings, guys.
Yeah, exactly. But essentially, a paw is just like what helps you to clean your skin. End of line.
Yeah, because I read as well when I was looking a bit more into the whole can you shrink your paws? And the answer, obviously, like we've just said, is no. They're not windows, can't open, close, blah, blah, blah. But what I read is that you wouldn't want them to shrink anyway or close, because if they did, what they basically do is allow the sebum to travel from the sebaceous gland to the surface of the skin. Mm-hmm. So if they did close, mm-hmm. you'd be dry as fuck.
Mm.
So you wouldn't want them to close, yeah.
I'm dry ass bitch already, Ames. I don't need that. Jesus
Christ. You need your paws open.
Yeah. As we mentioned, there are things that you can do to make them appear smaller, but there are also things that you might be doing that are making them appear bigger, that maybe you're not quite realising. So, Ames, do you want to carry on? Do you want to take it away, Ernie?
I had one more point about the whole shrinking pores. You know how the whole thing where it's like, well, doesn't hot water open them?
Yeah.
You know how people like try and open the pores?
Out, yeah,
like sweating them out. As you've already probably guessed, it's a myth.
Yeah.
The only thing is that hot water, it can, like steam in your face, can soften the plugs inside your pores.
Yeah.
Which is why when you go to like a professional to get them extracted, that's why they steam your face beforehand. Because
yeah,
it doesn't open
it.
Them, it just softens them.
Yeah,
so don't,
that makes sense.
Don't go to a professional, see them steaming your face and being like, hey, well, you can open your pores because my thingy did it, my practitioner did it, and it worked because... It's not. It doesn't.
It's not
work.
The same.
It's
thing.
A myth. I just wanted to clear that up. It's a complete myth.
Oh, thanks, Angel. I'm glad you said that because I imagine some people probably did think that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, do you want me to start then on things you should and shouldn't be doing?
Oh, go, go, go.
So, Ames, she's back.
Oh,
the bitch is back. My name should be Charlotte Amanda Sun Protection Factor Perry.
Except from on holiday.
Except for when you're asleep on the beach and you're too lazy to wake up. Because SPF is key in making sure that your pores don't seem to look bigger over time.
Yep.
So when you're in the sun, obviously you need to be on your SPF because you are essentially just damaging your skin horrendously. I'm not going to go into a full rant about it. But as you might have heard in our collagen episode, basically UV rays are really good at degrading the skin, the skin's quality in terms of the collagen and the elastins and the fibroblasts, so the proteins that make your skin nice and supple and healthy. So while you're breaking down this collagen and elastin, you can also cause your pore walls to collapse. So,
ooh,
I mean, I say walls with like, in what is it, inverted commas, apostrophes?
Can I just put it out there that whilst this is recording, I've just broken a nail.
I broke a nail.
It's a
nobody
short...
cares.
Oh my God, I can't believe. Look at that.
That's horrendous. It looks disgusting.
Thank you.
You look like a... That was well dossy.
I know. I'm
anyway.
Not getting done either for the 2 weeks.
So your pore walls then tend to just lose shape and begin to look enlarged. So they're not actually growing, but if your skin's losing elasticity and it's starting to stretch and sag, then obviously your pores are going to look like they're stretched and saggy as well. So basically, as you get older, your skin's going to lose its elasticity. You're going to be in the sun a lot, which is making it even worse. So when you're old and wrinkly, your pores might look really big. So sorry to... pass that on to you. So just make sure you use an SPF religiously because then obviously you can try and prevent this from happening and you can keep your collagen nice and healthy.
Yeah, and if you're not wearing SPF anyway, then what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you even doing with your life?
Yeah.
Hey? Hmm? Heartbreaking.
Hmm? Eh? Hmm? Have you ever seen that video of like Dear Junk Orange? Is like, it's just a compilation of her going, eh, Gail?
Another thing that you can also do to try and minimise look of your pores is to use retinoids. So retinols.
Yeah,
retinoids.
Got an ep on that.
Of course we have. We have an ep on it. One day we're going to run out of what we can do for
like,
episodes.
Hey guys.
We'll be like, we're just going to entertain you for half an hour then. Okay.
Yeah, bitches.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
So anyway, if you make sure you're using a retinol solution, then you can make sure that you can... get rid of any bacteria anyway because you've obviously washed your face and everything, but then you're using something that's going to keep your cells nice and healthy because it will encourage them to turn over faster, basically.
Faster.
So once you've got nice, strong, healthy cells, your pores are just going to be like, and then everything's going to be kept in shape and everything's going to look present and correct.
That's exactly what you want.
Yeah, exactly. So basically by doing these things, you can ensure that you're not going to make it any worse. Unfortunately, you're not really going to make it much better, but you're just going to prevent it in the long run.
Yeah, it's one of them where kind of like the cellulite up, you just have to come to terms with the fact that you can't really change it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
There's a lot of things you can do to try and, you know, minimise the look like you're going through now, but I think the bottom line is please don't expect to come away from this episode thinking that
you're going to be able to get rid of your paws.
Yeah, you ain't.
Yeah. There was another thing that I just wanted to point out. It kind of sounds very self-explanatory, but some people don't do it and some people might want to start doing it. And that is a good solid double cleanse in an evening.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm saying I don't always use a double cleanse. I'm quite happy with the cleanse that I've got at the minute. However, if you're basically having a really good cleaning routine in terms of your cleansers, not your toners, not your moisturizers or whatever, so long as you've got a really good routine with that, it means that your pores are constantly going to be in a state of being clean. So you wash them in, wash face in the morning, wash face in the evening, or that's what I do anyway. But in the evening, especially if you've been wearing heavy makeup, get that makeup off first and then wash your face again with another product. Because obviously if you've got your, if your pores have got something in them, then one, they're going to get clogged and you might get a blackhead, which makes them look darker, which makes them look more obvious, and then subsequently larger. But also, if they are just slightly darker because your makeup's kind of in them and it's kind of building up and doesn't look very nice, then you're making sure that you've got them out completely. So just make sure if you're wearing makeup that it kind of suits your skin type and your pores, so that the foundation or whatever doesn't make them look bigger, but just making sure that you're cleaning everything off as well.
I just make sure there's nothing.
Yeah.
I only ever really do one if, like you said, I've been wearing like heavy makeup, because I don't wear makeup that often. Or say if, I know we, the where we live, there's always a lot of building work going on. So it's if I feel like...
dusty, yeah.
Yeah.
God, it's so weird how like things do get dusty in our flat.
Yeah, and things just like attach to your skin as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, double cleanse, would recommend.
Yeah, so get yourself a good double cleanse and then a really nice exfoliation as well. So I literally cannot live without the Glossier solution. Like, I just can't. I stopped using it for a while and then my skin got bad and I was quite stressed. And then as soon as I started putting it back in my routine, everything's cleared up really nicely.
I'd say that was one of your miracle products.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to put it out there. It was my miracle product.
Oh, big statement.
That and We'll Eat a Skincare.
I fucking love skin food.
Sorry.
Yeah, I love skin food.
Obsessed with it.
I only wear it at night, though.
Nope. I'm an all-day kind of gal.
Nah.
You know what? We'll Eat a Skincare has enabled me to be able to put moisturiser on and not wear any foundation. I've had no foundation on for the past 2 days.
Really?
No, not even tinted moisturiser.
Ooh, love that.
Yeah, just my SPF.
Yeah, love that.
So, yes, just get yourself a really good exfoliator, because a nice little AHA would work quite nicely, which is like the Glossier solution. Or you could use something like a salicylic acid or a lactic acid or potentially even a glycolic acid.
Yeah, I read that glycolic acid is meant to help, but I personally have never used one. So.
Yeah, so just make sure you've got a nice little cleansing, toning slash exfoliating routine. It's probably worth me mentioning that the Glossier solution is a once a day toning exfoliator.
Yeah.
So in the morning...
definitely don't overdo it with that.
Yeah, no, don't. So in the morning, I will use a different toner. And also then that's my exfoliation done in the evening with my Glossier. So yeah, just making sure you've got a really good solid routine in there will definitely help with the state of your pores, love.
Yeah, I always like a good old clay mask as well.
Yes.
I know you're not as big a fan as me because you're quite dry, but I am quite oily, so they do work quite well with me. And my favourite, which hasn't been too harsh, is the Kiehl's, bear with me, Rare Earth Deep Pore Cleansing Mask.
Oh my god, you shag that mask.
It's so good. I bought it. Oh, fuck, Jesus Christ.
What an earthquake.
I bought it ages ago, and you don't obviously have to use it often.
Yeah.
And it's not one of them that's so thick that you can't move your face. And to be honest, I don't put it all on my face anyway. I only put it around my T-zone and my chin.
Yeah.
But it's just really, really nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, and another one. Oh, the Kiehl's one is £26 for 125
I was just about to say, I'm just looking at the price of it, and I don't think that's too bad.
No, I don't either.
To say some of their masks are like £40-50.
They also have the toner and the lotion that come in that pore cleansing... like range as well, so if you are really looking for a proper deep cleansing routine, then maybe go and get some samples of that.
Yeah.
Another clay mask I found is the Clear Skin Blemish Fighting Mask by Tropic, and this is £20, and I don't actually...
Were we kindly gifted that, Ames?
No, my mum bought me that one for Christmas.
Oh, we did receive some nice little gifts from Tropic.
We did.
In the post,
I
so
bloody love
Tropic.
Yeah, amazing. But this Clear Skin one was one that my mum got me. It is insane.
Oh.
Oh my God. You know how I don't like holes?
Yeah.
I don't want to look at myself when I've got this on because it sticks. Obviously, I've got a higher, I might have a higher oil production than mm-hmm. other people that use it, so they might not be like, ugh. But oh yeah. my God, it sticks so well.
Oh, God,
and I just feel like my skin is so smooth after it. I love
it. To be fair, before I knew, when I had really oily skin before I had Roaccutane, and then it kind of altered the genetics of my skin, I used to have quite oily skin, and I used to love using a clay mask that, like, I would notice afterwards just wanting to, like, stroke my own face.
Yeah, because it feels like a baby's bum or your arsehole after I waxed it.
Yeah, exactly. Still quite smooth now, I'll have you know. It's only last week that I got back.
Proud.
Yeah. But, yeah, I wish I could enjoy that feeling of a clay mask again.
I just don't like it when you can't move your face, because I'm like, yeah, I know that's the point, but not a fan of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to show emotion.
Yeah, fair. So, Ames, we wanted to touch upon a few things that you definitely shouldn't be doing mm-hmm. to your pores.
Yeah. Some things that are very popular as well.
Yeah. And must admit, I've always been tempted to.
My friend was at mine the other week at ours, and she was like, I hope you don't mind. Please don't judge me. I'm just going to use this pore strip. And I looked at her and was like,
I hate you.
Dirty.
No pore strips at the old Birthday Skin HQ, please.
She was like, please don't judge me.
Aww.
I was like, whatever, bitch.
Oh, well, never mind.
Have you ever used one?
Yeah, before I knew how bad they were.
Oh, yeah, me
pore
too.
Pore strips are the devil. Do not touch them. Mm. Step away from the pore strips. I mean, we're saying this. Some pore strips are designed with, it's like a jelly strip, and you lay it over and it's just got witch hazel and tea tree oil on it, which mm-hmm. is fine because obviously you're just putting a product over your nose. It's not actually there to tear anything out.
Yeah.
So it kind of just works as like a face mask would. So they are fine. I don't want to cause any confusion. They're fine. But you've done a little bit of research into your old pulling out your blackhead ones, haven't you?
Just a bit minging, really.
Yeah.
They're just basically designed to remove the top layers of dead skin cells and blackheads from just... Mm-hmm. across your nose. There's no back and forth to it, really, but they use a very strong adhesive, which is literally like
the word adhesive and your face. Oh God,
I know. But the thing is, they do work temporarily for like however long, and don't do it, think, oh my God, my pores look so small, they're gonna fill up again.
They're gonna come back.
And it's just quite harsh. Like, I personally would not use one because I have quite sensitive skin. But they are, they do look really satisfying.
Oh my God, I know. I've used one before because this is what I thought. I used to think I had really bad blackheads on my nose, but it's actually just these sebaceous filaments. Like, I can feel them, like I'm touching them now, and they just feel like tiny little hairs or tiny little bumps, and it does make me want to get them. I do want to just pick them, but I would use one of those strips, peel it off, and then I'd be like, whoa, look how many it's got. And then I realise it's not that at all. It's literally this sebaceous filament.
Yeah.
It's not even a blackhead. Occasionally you'd pull one out, but they're just not worth it.
I find I get worse blackheads on my jaw and chin than my nose and forehead.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's strange. I get them like either side of my nose the worst, and like in the crevice where my nostril is.
Have you ever popped one underneath and like where your septum is?
No.
Like, have you ever gone like that?
No.
And seen them? They're not black, they're more white, but they come out, you look like a little pig. Please, can we take a picture of that for Ento?
No.
You're awful.
No extra content for that. Sorry, guys.
Boring. But yeah, they're really painful to pop because obviously they're in that really sensitive area.
Don't do that. Don't hurt yourself.
I don't pop them myself. I pop Callum's.
Oh, fair. Okay,
and
fair. Stop. I feel sorry for Cal. I feel like
so do I.
Next time he's in the flat, I'm just going to hide him from you.
He's probably going to finish me soon.
Yeah, he's going to dump you now.
Wee.
Sorry, Ames, bye.
But yeah, weird that, because I never used to get blackheads on my chin. I remember my friend literally saying to me, oh my God, look at this blackhead on my chin in like school. And I'd be like, you've got blackheads on your chin.
Yeah,
and
I
now, I have blackheads on my chin.
Yeah, haha, bitch. That's you for being a judgy little 7-year-old or whatever you were.
But yeah,
stay away from the pore strips.
Stay away from them. If you do use them, know that it's not a temporary fix at all, because there is no temporary fix.
Yeah,
and you know what? They're just going to cause a bit of irritation, probably.
I remember the last time I used one, ages ago, I used a pore strip, peeled it off, and I actually ended up causing myself a really bad blackhead because it had started pulling it to the surface, and I'd damaged the skin over the top of my like the spot. It mustn't have been a blackhead, but I damaged the skin that was over the spot, so it went really red. And then I kept trying to squeeze it to get rid of it so that it would just go and the redness would go as soon as possible. And it was horrendous. And I had a tiny little scar there. So I stopped using them
off of
the back of that without even knowing that they were bad for me. I was like, well, I don't want to get a horrendous spot there again, so I'm going to stop using them.
Yeah, fair enough.
But another product, Ames, that I need you to stay away from.
Go.
Is a pore sucker.
Oh, that sounds so satisfying.
A pore vacuum.
Though.
I know. Oh. Yeah. So essentially how it works, or how it's supposed to work, is that it literally uses suction to pull out the blackhead, which in like kind of sounds like it makes sense in your head. However, I don't think many people understand like how it actually affects your skin and like your actual face, like your capillaries and things like that.
Mm.
Because basically, once you've like applied the suction, I mean, there's loads of videos on YouTube or whatever of people trying them, and they're just like, ow, ow, ow. I can't imagine it feels very nice.
No, I can't either.
But essentially what it does is, if the suction is too strong, basically what it does is it pulls your skin all the way into this little sucker thing, and it can cause like a really weird dilation of your capillaries, which means it's obviously just going to be like, whoa, go all weird under your skin. And over time, if you keep using it, you can actually break the capillaries, which is just going to leave you with like really nasty, blotchy red skin. That is not what you want.
Yeah, that's not groovy.
Exactly. And then this is actually when I learned about sebaceous filaments, because the majority of what's actually been removed with these things are those. So like the lining of an enlarged pore. So like there's no point in removing them because it's just going to put itself back there.
Yeah.
And then you can't even see them. So that doesn't matter.
Don't put yourself through the pain.
So please just stay away from them. I really don't feel like they're very good for you at all. Not one bit.
Well, that's that covered then, isn't it?
Yeah. So essentially, just make sure you're giving yourself a really good face washing routine and you're wearing your SPF every day. Don't expect them to open and close because they're not going to. Don't expect them to shrink because they're not going to. Just follow our advice and we'll make them look smaller. Mm-hmm. That sound, ladies and gents,
that was
Amy's broken nail.
Yeah, I've been like cradling it ever since.
Aww,
don't look at the finger.
You pride yourself on those nails.
Yeah, because the home... And now it looks like the fake.
Oh my God. Right, friend tail, please.
Right,
I'm
don't get me in it, though, because my arm's like a chicken leg.
That looks absolutely revolting. Just turn yourself this way a bit.
I've been growing these nails since before New Year's Eve, shall I add?
Oh God, that's horrendous. Yeah, that's disgusting. If you are listening on Entail, please do have a look at the picture that I'm using now. Very funky fruit salad-esque design on your nails there.
Thank you.
But now you've got nothing, so sorry.
I might just put a plaster over it for the next 2 weeks and be like, hurt my finger.
2 weeks you've got to have it like that.
Next Saturday. Not this Saturday, next Saturday. So, I'm getting them done.
Oh, God. Well, enjoy that, Ames. Thank you very much to everybody who's left a review lately and dropped us a little DM.
Yeah, loved it.
Sometimes it sounds a little bit beggy when we're like, oh, please, can you, thanks for the nice message, but please, can you leave a review on iTunes?
Yeah, but it really does help.
Essentially, what happens on iTunes is that if you leave a review and, like, a swarm of people leave reviews, your episode will get pushed up the charts because people, like, iTunes is like, oh, people are leaving really good reviews on this.
Yeah,
it must be amazing.
Must be,
So then it gets pushed up. So, Ames, shall we try and start a swarm of reviews?
Please.
I tell you what we'll do. If you would like to win a birthday skin tote bag, then all you need to do is leave a nice little 5-star review off the back of this episode or whatever and just say, love you guys. You actually have to leave a comment because you can just press 5 stars and it'll be like...
And then we would never know who you were.
Yeah. So just make sure you leave a little 5-star review, and then what we'll do is... After, shall we give it 2 weeks? Two weeks from this episode.
Okay.
We'll have a look at the reviews that we've managed to get. And then whoever wins, we'll read out the username on here. And then we just need you to get in touch with us on Instagram.
Yeah.
So just leave a nice little comment while you're enjoying the podcast and create a nice little swarm of reviews. If you are thinking right now, as you are listening, I'm going to turn the podcast off. Thanks. Well, thanks for getting this far, but also thanks for turning off when we're asking for a small favour. I'm just kidding, that was really sassy. Just go to iTunes and then say write a review. Just say, love this podcast, 5 stars, And then we will enter your username into this little competition to win a nice little tote bag. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll throw in a little goodie in there as well, hey?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, wouldn't you? So yeah, if you would like to win a tote bag, then leave a little review after you've listened to this ep. Before we bid our final farewell, we would just like to say a massive thank you to the sponsor of this episode, who is SkinSpace. It is our brand new favourite online shop to find some amazing skincare brands. I mean, we're obsessed, right?
We are super obsessed. So if you're ready to go earn some points and learn something new and make room on your shelf for your brand new skincare child, mm-hmm. then head over to skinspace.co and the skincare world is your oyster. Yeah, that kind of wraps it up, doesn't it?
That's it. So, Ames, I'm going to see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.